Social networking can play a huge part in your teenager's reputation. Many times they don't see that. Many times they just think they're having fun. Many times they don't realize it is documented for life. We need to help our children with this.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This week, we're talking about privacy versus protection, week two, but we're focusing on technology this week. On Monday, we talked about the TV and technology in general. Yesterday, we hit on social networking and the complexities of it, because these are things that are not going away. They're new realities. Our kids are what you called on Monday, they're cyber natives, and we parents are cyber immigrants. We're still learning how this whole thing functions. And today we're going to tackle social networking and your teen's reputation.
And I didn't create those phrases. Those are two guys from Harvard that have written a book trying to prepare us for where it's going. And they made an interesting statement in their book. They basically alluded to the fact that we're reaching a time where you will not have to fill out a job application. We're reaching a time where you will not have to do referencing. Mm-hmm. Reaching a time where you will not have to fill out a college application. They will come to you. Hmm. We're reaching a time where you have this little space, and this little space is called Ruthie J. Mm-hmm. And it has you starting with your sonogram, and it's first docked there, and then everything that's been posted about you and everything that you have posted about you, mm-hmm. everything that friends, when they've used that word, have posted about you. And so you just give people that are looking to hire you or looking to marry you, mm-hmm. or looking to bring you into the college or graduate school, they've got access with your name and social security number, etc., to go into everything. And so we need to help it's amazing, because I was able to walk away from high school. I'm not proud of high school. My son has asked me, how come you've never gone back to a high school reunion? It's pre-Christ for me. I was not proud. I'm so far gone from Walt Whitman High School in Washington, D.C., and I'm glad to be there. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus, and old things have passed away. Now, that works for me. I'm forgiven by God, and I don't have to deal with those things. But a new person in the cyber world that comes to Christ, they are forgiven, but they're stuff is still documented, mm-hmm. and people have access to their stuff. And our teens need to be helped to see. You go to a party and do something that you don't want documented, somebody's there with a camera,
always.
With a phone, taking a picture, and it's posted. It's mm-hmm. just posted. You put stuff on there, or allow people to put stuff on there, and you don't come and tell me so we can unwind this for you. Mm-hmm. It's documented. It's the little girl also in Kansas City who sent her boyfriend a internet quick video of her taking her clothes off, and he posted it. He was proud that she sent it. He sent it all over the place, and it went viral. It went everywhere till by a week into school, she was the whore of the school, which, you know, was or wasn't. No one knew that. They saw her as a nice cheerleader.
Right.
And instantly done, this little girl hung herself to the shock of her mother. This boy was picked up by the police for pandering internet pornography.
Wow.
We need to help our children know everything you say, every word you use that you wouldn't use in this house, every picture you post is out there for the whole world mm-hmm. to see.
And it's kind of scary. I mean, the reality that no matter what party they go to, what restaurant they go to, somehow they're videotaped everywhere. They are potentially being photographed, and everything goes public. It's really an invasion of privacy. But on the good side, if we want to think of it, we're held accountable to the world also. I mean, everything's all out there. And boy, if you want to have Christian character, you got to have it everywhere at all times, because you never know who's taping you and what things are going to go viral. I mean, it should be a lesson for all of us, but that's just the new reality we live in.
It is a new reality, and there's some things we need to look at. We love Dancing or Living with the Stars. And if there's if the whole world is a Pavarazzi now, and we're at a party, and we're doing something funny or something stupid or something whatever, and somebody takes a picture, that's kind of funny for us. I have a moment of celeb, and they mm-hmm. put it up on whatever, mm-hmm. and not realizing that gets back to my church, gets back to my parents, gets back to a future boyfriend, gets back to a whatever, that I was doing what I really shouldn't have been doing. And that's why, to help my children with a couple of things, we spent a whole week once talking about parties and helping my children know how to walk out of bad parties.
Right.
Those are the times to walk before the picture's taken place. Walk. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You no longer have to worry in this world about me showing up at the party. As a parent, I did, because I love my kids and help them become party experts and help them become very mature leaders to walk out of bad scenarios. Now they get to know, you know what, this party's going the wrong way. It's going south quickly. I'm leaving. I do not want to be innocently in a picture or not innocently in a picture. I don't want to be in a picture.
Right.
And helping my children to know that your reputation your character, your everything is on the line here.
At all times.
Yes, yes. And so everybody has a camera on their phone. Absolutely everybody. So helping my children see, this isn't funny. This isn't cute. This is documentation that you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Walk away. Be mature enough to walk away. Walk away for you. And know that I'm going to be helping you do that by not only showing up at a party, but I'm going to be looking at this stuff that's posted about you on Facebook, mm-hmm. where I realize you're obviously not ready to have this amount of freedom because of the cyber world.
And first of all, we as parents have to be careful too, because our reputation is out there too. You go and you party with your, I mean, I've seen pictures of parents, of friends, kids, or, you know, and I look at their pictures and I'm thinking, this is embarrassing for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
That their parent has these pictures posted up for the whole world to see. No one talks about it. I mean, they don't talk about it with them, but behind the scenes, everyone's talking about it.
Hey, I saw your mom.
Right.
Hey, I saw your mom at this party on Facebook. I mean, wow. So what we're saying here is, as an adult, I am an adult, but I still need to set an example. I made the statement weeks ago when we're talking about no televisions in their – 2 weeks ago. No televisions in the bedroom, my children. But I had a television in my own bedroom. I'm an adult. That statement's fine. But as an adult, I still need to set an example. When my children were little, we didn't own or rent any R-rated DVDs. We just didn't do it. It's not who we were.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, there were a couple of things like Air Force One that when they went out the door, I got them then. And someone made the statement, so you suffered until – I don't think that's suffering. The loss of Air Force One, I can get past it. I'll mm-hmm. be absolutely mm-hmm. okay. I think we need to realize we're setting the example. Is this what adults do? And in our quest to be cool or in our quest to party or whatever it is, wow. We're showing our children this is the goal. This is what we head towards.
And just on that note, you know also that whatever you put on Facebook or on social networking sites, your kids are going to suffer the brunt of it too. Yeah, if you put some inappropriate pictures, your kid is going to get bullied because of you, the parent.
No, I made the statement, I think it was earlier this week, that three pastors –
yeah.
Youth pastors in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County basically lost their jobs for what they allowed to be. One was Twitter, but the other two were on Facebook. What they allowed to be posted there about them and what they were doing and on and on and on.
Yikes.
And on and on. So that we're not thinking. We're this instant group of people rather than sitting down with our children and saying, I want you to look at this. Oh, that's not me, Mom. I know that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to look at it, and in looking at it, I want you to see this other couple or this other child or your friend. I went on and looked at your 3 years. I looked at your friend. Do you think that's embarrassing to their parents? Yeah, probably. Do you think that's embarrassing to them? Well, you don't get it, Mom. But that's going to follow them forever.
Yep.
Their children will look at that or will have access to that. They've created a video that's following them around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Future employees, future boyfriends or girlfriends will be looking at that. So helping them think, do they get it? No, they don't get it right away. And so as a parent, I need to say, whether you get it or not, I'm going to help you.
You can use me as an example, too. If you do Google or on YouTube, you put Ruthie J, and there's funny pictures because of work of me doing the chicken dance at Chick-fil-A or something like
that. But that's funny.
But it's funny, but it's an example because I'll go to church and somebody says, yeah, nice chicken suit. And you're thinking, wow, it is all over the place. That was work. This is church. There's no and this is because of the public nature of my job. But I've also been able to use it as an example to the kids, too, and just say, you know what, guys? You do this. It's always going to be out there. Someone will copy the video and post it up on their own profile, and you have no control over that.
So if I'm sitting here, Mom, I want to ask you then, since you've seen what's happened, would you do it again?
Right.
Since you've seen what happened with the chicken suit, would you do that? So knowing it would go out there again.
Yeah. If I had to do the chicken dance, it's not the end of the world either. So, but
yeah, I think we need to help our children. That's a great illustration. You know, I didn't think. Am I sorry I did this? No, there's far worse things. But I didn't think. I had no idea how far it would go out there. And I do think we have to help them think. Part of this is not just control. Part of this is not just establishing rules and boundaries. But part of this is a great opportunity to think and help my children think out front.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you really want to be tagged on to you forever? Do you remember in elementary school and fourth grade when you dropped your lunch tray and it traumatized you forever in front of the whole cafeteria and you were terrified when that happened, Tori, and everybody knew or whatever. And so that tagged you for the rest of the year, you know, whatever they called you. I can't remember the nickname, whatever. This same thing on Facebook will tag you the rest of your life, on MySpace, tag you forever. Mm-hmm. Be very, very, very careful what you put out there and what you say and what you permit to be said out there. We have to help our children think through. This is part of the building of their resume, of their reputation, and put a plan in place to help with that.
And, you know, not everyone's upbringing is the same, but I was brought up, whatever you do also in teenage years, your kids will end up finding out about it.
Yeah.
And my parents say, because we've told you about our own, and look at all your friends, they know what their own parents did. So you tell your teenager, look, it's not just that you're going to tell your kids, it's because your kids are going to find out by themselves because it's all online. So whatever you even have to train our kids too, that even as a young age, we have to be wise about the future too. You're building towards your future online too.
They're not going to get it. And we have to just understand that our 13 or 14 year old's not going to get it.
Yeah,
but we're building a thought process.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to get this. There's two other things here that I wanted to help my children get. One of them is, you don't just go out the door as Tori. You go out the door as Tori Barnes. You carry with you a family. I don't go out the door as Bob. I go out the door as Bob Barnes. I have a family. I don't want to embarrass my family. Tori, I don't want to do anything in public that will embarrass you, or do you hear what her dad did? I don't want to do that. I don't want to send you to school with that. But neither should you want to shame our family.
Mm-hmm.
But there's even a bigger picture. Paul says in Philippians, I think it's chapter 1, I don't want to do anything that would cause me shame for not standing up for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go out there, remember whose you are as you go out there. And having that posted there, and you're part of a youth group, and there's other younger kids, your younger brother looks up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And having that posted there in the cyber world, are you posting in the cyber world? Are you doing something to show somebody you're cool? Are you doing something to impress a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Are you doing whatever it is? Remember, you bring shame to the name of God. You can never bring shame to God. He's beyond us bringing shame to him. But I carry his name on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's on me. It's stamped on me. I carry his name in deciding that I'm going to be very, very careful. So if all of a sudden I pick up somebody in the cyber world on my Facebook who is acting like a friend, but they're not really, and they're doing things I don't want them doing, and they're saying things I don't want them saying, and they're posting things on my stuff that I don't want them posting, and hooking me up to these things I don't want, that's the time to say, Mom, can I talk to you about this? This is what's happened. I wanted to tell you ahead of time. I didn't know what to do. Somebody here at Sheridan House, with all our filters, somebody here at Sheridan House doing some research for me, somehow hooked into a pornographic website. And we did hear screaming. It was pretty hilarious, the screaming part. And then she came running down the hall and says, I need for you to know and I need to show you something. And I said, well, it's nice for you to know. You don't need to show me. Go get Angel. Angel will fix it.
Right.
And we'll figure out how that happened and got past our filters. But telling somebody is very important. Going to tell. And so as a parent, I need to be very careful not to go crazy. Who is that? Where's it? Well, they're at school. Well, why? We need to calm down and we need to think of the proper response and we need to think of how to unfriend them or how to deal with them in a way, because they are posting stuff on my child's resume for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a mom is saying, who do we invite to this party? You know, let's look at their Facebook accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go and let's look and see who they are. What kind of person is this? Somebody we want here. Your child's reputation is no longer what takes place one-on-one, no longer what takes place with a grade point average, or do they do any extracurricular activity? Are they active in the church youth group? It's online. And so as we're helping our children, help them understand this is etched in granite. It will follow you forever. And if somebody is degrading you in that area, tomorrow we're going to talk about cyberbullying, but if somebody is posting things that's not you and pushing the walls further than you want them pushed, come tell me immediately. And we'll fix this. We'll work on it, or we'll start completely over. This is an area that caught us off guard. And this is an area where we as adults didn't think, it's just not me. I don't play with G.I. Joes and I don't do this. Deciding that we're going to jump in and help our children realize this follows you. This impacts your reputation. This impacts our family's reputation. This impacts the reputation of other people who do or don't want to hang with you because somebody posted something there and they shouldn't have posted. Come tell me what happens.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm Ruthie J, and if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, just go online to shfm.org. A bunch of resources there for parenting, marriage, and a whole lot more. And if you want to find electronic resources, you can find that online at parentingtoday.org. You can hear this program again, share it with a friend, link to it on Facebook or your own Twitter account, and share it with some other friends who are also dealing with this parenting issue. That's online at parentingtoday.org.